One, two, one, two, three, four.
Going downtown to Kenmore Square, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Got my beach shack boots and my platform hair, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Gonna drive my Camaro right in from Revere, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Drink lots of pizza and eat lots of beer, we're gonna go downtown, hang around, yeah. Plate glass floor, we're gonna go downtown, hang around. Dance, dance, funky, just a shouting for more. We're gonna go downtown, hang around. Danny untied it like a threatening rhyme. We're gonna go downtown, hang around. Back on over to the scene of the crime. We're gonna go downtown, hang around.
Flew away to love. Guys, welcome to the last installment of the AFM. After three semesters, you're finally shaking us. You're finally getting rid of us. I'm Tyler. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Mac, sadly, has COVID. So they're going to have to be doing a little phone call situation. They're going to be calling in a little bit. I guess, you know, Zoom school, right? Maybe it's like a full circle way to end a show that we initially shared without even being able to go to the studio together because of COVID restrictions. But regardless, they're going to be here. We're going to talk. It's going to be a great time. They should be dialing in now. After our show last week, we got breakfast together, and it was really nice. It's a really nice little morning. It reminded me of my first days in radio. I would go to Mac and our other friend Bailey's show, and then after the show, Bailey had a class, but Mac and I would usually get lunch. And I would talk about all of my problems and my dark secrets. The dark secret was being transgender. Anyways, I would talk about all my problems. And we bonded. It was a really nice bonding experience for us. And it was like... One second. Just send them the phone number. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we got a really nice breakfast. It was just like old times. And then that evening, Mac texted me and was like, I have COVID. So then it was a whole close contact situation. My girlfriend is coming into town the next day. Here they are. All right, hello.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now I think you're on now.
Okay. Well, hi.
Hi. Wait, let me just... You're not coming over the monitor. Are you supposed to be coming over the monitor?
I should be. I think if you press the red button on the phone thing at the bottom, you know, like the red and orange turn on and off air.
Okay.
On air.
You're on air, and the yellow bars on the computer move when you
talk.
Oh my
goodness!
So I think we're good.
Yeah. Well, that's super exciting.
Welcome to your own show.
Thank you.
My favorite caller.
Oh. Whoa. Wait. What about Tiff?
That's not her show. For Worst Boys Guild, she's my favorite caller. Easy peasy.
That's a very good point. Thank you. I'm feeling honored. And appreciated and loved.
I'm so glad. That's how I want you to feel every day of our marriage.
Aww. Bestie.
Bestie.
Fiance.
fiance. I was just telling everybody about our breakfast situation. I just got to the part of the story where you, in the evening after we got breakfast together and had a lovely time, you told me you had COVID.
Right.
And
yeah.
I'm giving the whole backstory behind this being done over a phone call, basically.
Oh, yeah, please continue.
Feel free to jump in. It's, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's your COVID.
Okay, so true. I'll embellish if necessary.
It's your tough story.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's, I mean, everybody knows why you're calling in now, but yeah, my epiphany was coming the next day, so then we had a whole, like, drama, like, oh, should she come and risk getting COVID or stay home, and then we won't see each other for, like, it'll be, like, 2 months in between us seeing each other. And she decided to come, and then I ended up not having COVID, so it was the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, my second... Izzy told me to stop getting breakfast with my friends. That was the second close contact I've had in the exact same manner.
No.
Yes, when I... JJ, when I had the close contact with JJ, we were getting coffee at Tamper.
That's a tragedy.
And an hour into our coffee date, which was wonderful, JJ checks his test results and it's like, oh, I have COVID.
Oh my God.
So then
JJ.
I was like seriously close contacted.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, I get breakfast with you and then you have COVID. I'm giving all these people COVID by having breakfast with them.
Smile. Not, maybe we should call brunch instead.
Brunch, yeah, not like literally, just like karmically, cosmically. Like, I,
yeah,
knock on wood, I still haven't had it.
That's, you know, congratulations.
I'm worried, it feels tenuous. I'm worried about getting COVID right now, right before senior week, and then I'm worried also about getting COVID during senior week.
Yeah.
And not throwing off my commencement plans. My grandma's coming. There, she's so excited. And
grandma
it would be Grandma Briggs, actually. Ooh. Maternal, my mom's mom.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. She's so excited. She would be so very sad if I couldn't go to commencement because of COVID. And I would also be so very sad. So I'm like really conflicted. Because there are all these really fun looking things, like there's like a bunch of seniors like sending pub tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that looks fun, but also like, how much risk should I really take when like, if I get COVID, I miss senior week, and then like maybe also commencement, and then I'm also supposed to like move right after commencement, which would prove difficult if I had COVID. My roommates are also supposed to move, which would prove difficult if somebody in the house had COVID.
Well.
Just drinking a lot of emergency. I don't own any emergency, but if I had any, I would be drinking a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. I've got garlic pills, which my dad swears by.
Garlic pills. Maybe I should just eat more garlic.
Yeah, I don't know. They're kind of gross.
Mm. Garlicky.
Yeah, it's, if you burp after eating them, it's herbaceous.
Mm. Yeah, it does not sound like what I want.
No, no. But our two grandmothers can meet.
What was that?
Our grandmothers can meet at commencement.
Yes, they can. Oh, man. I can't wait for everybody to meet my grandma. Is it Grandma Smith?
It's my dad's mom. Yeah, it's Grandma Smith.
I love that. So who's all coming? Your parents, your siblings?
My parents, both my siblings, and my grandma.
I love that. I'm in a similar boat, except I have one parent, one sibling, and my grandma.
Exciting. Exciting.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. I still need to buy a cap and gown, too. So.
Me too.
Maybe I'll do that today. Maybe I'll mosey on over to the bookstore today.
Yeah, I think I'll place my cursed Amazon out of order.
Heck yeah, as you should.
Yeah,
I still need to text my mom and be like, hi mom, cap and gown is $60. That's my
hey
plan.
Bestie,
hey bestie.
Yeah.
So how has isolation been?
Oh, goodness. At once, not that bad, and at the, also the same time, terrible.
I could see that. What's the terribleness of it?
I'm going stir crazy. I want to go literally anywhere, but mostly to the climbing gym.
Yes. Yes, I know exercise is, like, important to your mental health, too.
Indeed, indeed. So I'm currently unexercised, which means I'm bouncing off the walls.
I hate to be this guy, but, like, at least in theory you could go on a run. I know we've talked about it on the show, and we both hate runs.
We hate runs, yes.
But it would exercise you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I probably should, like, go take myself on a walk.
A walk would be nice.
Yeah.
Get a little podcast going. I'm trying to fill your shoes, so I'm trying to, like, clean the keyboard. Clean, like, the gunk off of the keyboard.
Oh, nasty.
But most of it is, like, between the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can't really reach it, but even just going around the edges of the keyboard is, like,
Yeah. The really gross bit is when we start on the checkboard.
See, I'm, like, wiping it now, and, like, nothing's coming up. I don't know how do it.
Okay. Well, maybe it was clean previously.
Maybe so. I don't really trust that, but maybe. I wish I could, like, I want to unplug the keyboard so that I can, like, really go for it. But it's, like, snaked through the... Where does this wire even go?
Neverland?
Yeah.
The Abyss?
Pretty much. Oh, wait. Oh, I see it. I see the computer. It's a little box.
You see it? Oh, my gosh. I get to hear the sirens through the phone.
So they are audible.
Ooh.
Oh, they're a little safety.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, you found it?
I found it. Keyboard is unplugged. This is gonna be crazy. Wow.
That's impressive.
Thank you. It's just like really gross.
Yeah, it is.
Like, at this point, they should just get a new one. It's really.
Well, it's all the hand sanitizer gunk plus years and years of dust. Finger bits.
Yes. It's very gunky. It's very sticky.
Gunky keyboard.
It's... Yeah. Okay, so your day 5 test was yesterday.
2 days ago. So I get to do day 7 today.
Ooh.
I know.
How you feeling? I feel like most people don't get out until day 10.
I'm manifesting that I can get out.
I'm manifesting that you can get out as well.
Yeah, understandable. I also am thinking I'll be here till Tuesday or Friday.
Because, like, the whole, I remember when quarantine stopped being 10 days just, like, for everybody. It was like, I don't trust it at all.
Yeah, no. And I will still be hardcore masking and not spending a ton of time with people. Until, like, this weekend. And even then, I'll still be wearing a mask.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like... Because it just means... And now, it, like, my point seems proven by the fact that most people don't seem to test out before day 10. It's just, like, a weird, fun game that they added to having COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... But still manifesting a negative rapid for you.
Yeah. It was so funny when we went on Sunday as a house, because our whole house has COVID. You know, Bethy did get COVID together, live together.
What's weird is you guys all got it at the exact same time. It's not like, did one person get it first and give it to the other three?
Yeah, one person got it first and gave it to another person, and then the rest of us got it.
Because my impression was that you guys, the rest of you guys, tested positive, like, less than 3 days after the first person got it.
Oh, yeah, no, we all tested positive on the same day, which was Tuesday last week.
So how does that work?
The person who got it, I don't know, they had an undetectable viral load when they got tested, I think, like, Saturday or something. Mm. And then 4 days to Tuesday.
That sucks.
Yeah, but it happens.
Happens.
Yeah. But when we were in the testing center this Sunday, we, like, rolled up, and they were like, wow, so fun that you're all, like, here together. And we were like, haha, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, better that we're all, like, sick at the house, so, like, we don't have to, like, truly just isolate in a room. But
True. Yeah. So, have you been spending a lot of time together?
We have. We've been getting a lot of things, and playing the computer version of Wingspan, which cannot recommend enough right now. It's so good. Apparently, it's on sale on Steam.
Wait, what is Wingspan?
It's like Catan, but with birds and nicer.
Yes, my girlfriend has played that and highly recommended it. She played, like, the physical version.
So good. And it's like $10 on Steam right now.
And you guys are a big Catan house.
We are, which is really funny because one of my housemates hates Catan. And yes, the other two are obsessed.
And you're kind of medium, right?
I'm medium. I enjoy Catan, but I'm also happy to play, like, other games.
Yes.
And, yeah. But it's been cool. It's been exciting. And they're like, we're going to test it on Sunday. This is the ridiculous part. They're like, oh, you'll get CD like that, and then swab, and they'll put it on a little, like, card thing, which, like, tells you within 15 minutes if you, like, are still thinking or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and they're like, oh, you'll get your results in about 15 minutes. Like, have fun and head out. And then, like, we were walking towards the door, and the guy was like, hold on, wait. Hold on. One of you already has, like, a pink line showing up. And they're like, And then he's like, hold on, we're just waiting another minute. And then within, like, 2 minutes, all of us had a little, like, pink positive line still. And I was like,
LOL. So they didn't even need to text you.
I mean, we got tested. That was the pass. Like, you don't know if Bob was to come and leave cards with the...
No, I mean, they didn't even need to text you. Send you, like,
texted us after, but we're, like, jerking it.
It seems like they could just have you sit around for 15 minutes, but I guess the people working there don't want that.
No, because then, like, they have a bunch of people sitting around, but it was empty when we went, so, like, they were like, you're fine.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, because we went, like, Sunday afternoon, so there was nobody there.
It's kind of surprising, because so many people I know have COVID.
Well, I think that's maybe why there's nobody there, and also they don't mandate testing anymore, so...
Is it in the same building as the, like, regular?
It's a normal spot. But we got... One of my housemates got the award for fastest little, like, rapid test that the guy had seen that day.
All right. That's cute.
Adorable, isn't it?
Should get, like, a cookie.
Like a cookie?
Or, like, a little prize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little gold star. Woohoo! You got the most COVID.
You got the strongest, fastest, best case of COVID.
Ooh, I'm hearing the keyboard noises.
Oh, yes. This is disgusting. This, like, Lysol wipe, sani cloth.
It's horrendous.
Disgusting.
Exciting.
It's just, like, yellow. It's, like, a lot of yellow, like...
Ooh. Little hand sweat.
Love it.
Grime.
Oh yeah, this keyboard totally isn't unplugged. Stuff is happening on the screen. I don't know what I unplugged. It wasn't the keyboard.
Oh no.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. It's been going fine so far, and I've pressed every single key, so...
Excited.
Hopefully I didn't do anything horrible.
Well, I can still hear you.
Good.
I've got an idea. Have you try playing the presidential address, if that works?
I'll find it. That's a great point. Is it on the first page or the second page?
It's on Rivendell, and if you just scroll down, it'll pop up. You can also hit the little QFA button at the bottom.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
All right, yes.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Whenever I hear that, I love to imagine him. Gesturing as he's saying that.
Yes. Little, military military parade type vibe. Gesture,
yeah, but
big gestures.
You know, how voice actors made the videos of them, in the studio, how they're always, wildly gesturing and, basically acting while they're speaking?
I didn't know that. I haven't seen a lot of videos of voice actors in the studio. But I believe you, and I now am also really enjoying imagining that.
Yeah.
I wonder if Tony Monaco is very, presidential. I haven't met him much. I wonder how presidential he is.
I wonder how presidential he is.
Yeah, as a guy.
I don't know. I've, talked to him once.
My freshman fall, I went to the, presidential office hours because it was, I should meet Tony Monaco. So then I knocked it out really early and I didn't have to worry about meeting him for the rest of college because I'd already done it.
Yeah.
But it was funny because then he was okay, what do you think of what are your concerns about Tufts? And I was I don't know, I've been here for a month.
Sure.
And then I made some stuff up.
And has that stuff come true since?
What was that?
Has that stuff come true since?
Well, it was I didn't really make some stuff up. I was just I was just I know that what's going on right now is the Tufts dining workers are not being paid fairly, how are you going to fix that? So it actually wasn't made up at all. It was just I stole my ideas from the campaign du jour at the time.
Yeah.
But I stand by it. The dining workers did need better pay. They still do.
Yes, agreed. Pay the dining workers better.
Did you guys see there's a senior Renee, the senior... extraordinary is putting together a thank you gift. She's gonna distribute gift cards.
That's so adorable. I need to hop on that.
It is adorable and it's a really sweet idea.
Mm-hmm.
The dining workers deserve it so much. They're so great.
Yeah, they really do. They're lovely.
I wonder if the facilities workers feel FOMO when this stuff happens though. The facilities workers just they have a less public facing.
That's true. But they do so much.
They also do so much.
Literally, the university is not run.
Yeah, but I have to find. Okay, I have to find the plug that I have.
Are you looking for the cable?
Yes.
I'm hearing little shuffling noises.
Okay, it's back in.
Oh, it's back in. Okay.
It's back in.
Maybe it was the mouse.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe I... Well, the mouse was working. Maybe the keyboard actually was unplugged, but I had just clicked on something. I didn't try typing while I was unplugged.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the mouse that you were bumping.
We've gained listeners this hour.
How? Oh, that's exciting.
It's exciting. It's confusing, too.
Yeah. How many listeners do we have?
We had 14. Now we have 17.
Well, hello.
To our three new listeners...
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome. I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Oh, is this a part of the segment where we talk about something on the wall?
About what?
Something on the wall.
I was just looking at the wall for that reason. I saw on Instagram some other seniors put a sticker on the red paint.
Oh my goodness.
On the red paint to celebrate their last show. Their last installment of Granola Girls.
Granola Girls, yeah.
Granola Girls. They wrote, and then underneath the sticker, they made stickers for the radio show, which is super cute. And underneath the sticker, they wrote Granola Girls 2018 through 2019. 2019 through 2020. Wait. No, I have to go read this because one of them is faded. One second.
Okay. I will be here awaiting.
Yes, 2019 through 2020, and then 2021 through 2022. So I guess they didn't do it junior year, is their point. But
wow.
It's cute. The staff meeting for next semester is going to be freaking crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's literally just going to be people getting yelled at for doing that.
It's going to be people getting, seriously yelled at because the red paint, the red paint graffitiing has been off the charts.
Wow.
And our one way we could show appreciation to our facilities workers is when the WMFO is like, the facilities workers really appreciate it when you don't do this. Just simply don't do it is my opinion.
Yeah. But,
you know. Fine, I guess it's prime real estate.
It's too prime.
They should put the window somewhere worse.
Just move the windows of the building.
Move the window. That'll fix it. That'll fix her.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh, Curtis. She's a little musty.
It's a nice. I guess this is my last time in here, which is weird.
Whoa.
I mean, unless I come by for whatever reason, I could come in.
Yeah.
But this could be the last time I'm here. I'm a pretty lazy person, so if nothing really gets me in the door here.
Well, we should, maybe show up at not 8 a.m., another time.
That'd be fun. That'd be nice. Yeah. Once all the juniors start moving away, it seems like it'd be pretty easy.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, because they all leave, this weekend.
Right. I saw somebody moving out yesterday.
From Stratton. Absolutely wild. There's a bunch of people moving out of Harleston the other day when I was over there for testing.
It's weird. It's like, oh yeah, I guess when I was an underclassman, I did move away without any care for whether it would weird out the seniors. But weirding me out.
Oh,
stop
yeah.
Stop leaving.
I know. It's wild.
But good for them. They're going to go hang out with their parents and have a little internship. Yeah. Do something.
Oh my god, yeah. Goodness.
What are your plans for date? I feel like for the rapid test, you have to settle on a strategy. And that,
my strategy?
Going later in the day means that you're more likely to test negative. So I would probably go later in the day, but then if you wait all the way till the end of the day, then you've potentially spent all day at home when you didn't need to.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with that is it's you test that day and then you're released the next day, is kind of a thing. So I'd still be at home today. For test purposes, I'd still be at home.
Okay. So then you should just go as late as possible.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll see. I personally just rather don't get it over with, just so I can be cool.
That's fair.
Inside or outside today. Because I'm on that waiting mode where I'm I have to do big things, so therefore I don't have time to do other things.
Yes. Yes,
I'm on standby mode, but there we go.
I haven't asked for the whole show. How have your physical symptoms been? Are you physically feeling okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
Last week, I was just, slept a lot for, 2 days. And had, a mild cough for, a day. And I had a sore throat, last Wednesday. but truly not that bad. It was like sore throat, tired, little bit of diarrhea, which, sorry for the radio listeners. And then mostly just sleepy, and now I'm fine. I mean, I still sound a bit congested, but totally fine. Not coughing anymore. I mean, okay. I just sneezed, but at this point, it honestly could be allergies.
yes, it could.
Just because I've been sneezing all spring because of allergies.
Right. I'm glad you feel fine.
Yeah. I'm vibing, so yay for vaccines, you know.
Yay for vaccines. Does this mean you've had, like, way more time to do all your finals? Have you just been, like, at home grinding on finals? I feel like, it's a mixed bag. Like, if you know that you're going to be stuck at home all day, it might make it easier to focus, but also I've been, like, really not able to focus when I'm home lately.
I can't focus at home. Like, usually to do work, I need to leave the house, so it's been...
That's a struggle.
Yeah. And then I also, surprise, have an exam on Friday that I didn't know I had.
You have an exam?
Due Friday, yeah.
How did you get a surprise exam? That's horrible.
It's for my experimental psychology class. And it's probably because I didn't go to lecture.
Oh, no. So they just, like, they were like, hello. Exam time.
Yeah. Like, I went to all my labs. I've turned in all my work.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the stuff. It's just I wasn't going to lecture because I was like, oh, we had one exam. I don't have another exam. I'm going to go to lecture.
And then they got you. That's so rude. I've never heard of a professor, like, checking attendance and then doing that. That's so hurtful.
I mean, they didn't check attendance. They didn't.
Oh,
it wasn't a thing, but yeah.
So everybody in the class has an exam. The consensus
was like early mid-semester. Oh, there's no final exam. It wasn't on the syllabus. It wasn't on like the canvas of like assignments. And I was like, oh, sweet. This is great. I get an extra like 2 hours a week to like do my own thing.
Yes.
Like one of the class periods, I went to the climbing gym, which is awesome.
That's the best.
I know. I was like, this is much more important for my health and wellness.
Yes.
And then psych. We have a psych exam.
Psych. I thought, so everybody has the exam.
Yeah. No, not just me.
I thought you were saying that they were like, oh, Mac doesn't go to class. Let's like smack them with an extra exam.
No, that would be horrible. No, this is everyone.
Okay. I was like, I don't even think that's like allowed.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay. Well. Ah, that sucks. I'm sorry. I was up until 1 working on my capstone, so I might go home and go back to sleep after this. But I can't because I have to still work on my capstone today. I hate this.
No.
I was supposed to get done last night, and it didn't get done last night, so I stayed up really late and was like, okay, I'm going to do what I can and then finish it tomorrow. But then, like... The extra hour and a half that I spent staying awake is probably going to translate into, like, more than an hour and a half of, like, lost, like, working time today. Well, I always play myself like this. But we'll see. You know, I have to go back home. I'm going to probably take, like, a 45-minute little nap, shower, and then I'm not really going to be at it until, like, 11 a.m., which is scary.
Yeah.
But... Especially because yesterday I was hyping myself up day. I was like, tomorrow is going to be so productive. I'm starting at 9 a.m. Mm. If it were up to me, I would have like fully gotten ready before radio and then just like gone to campus after 9 a.m. to grind. But that's absolutely not going to happen because I went to sleep at 1:30.
Ouchie.
Ouchie.
Well, thank you for being in the radio for me.
I overslept until 7:52.
Ooh.
And then my alarm didn't even go off. I was just like, it really feels too late in the morning for me to have not slept through the radio show already. So I checked my clock and it was 7:52. And I was like, okay, so the good news is I didn't sleep through the radio show. The bad news is I have to get up right now to go to the radio show. So I just like got up, brushed my teeth quick, threw on deodorant, clothes, walked over here. Didn't even bring any stuff, though, and I still need to shower, so after this, I'm gonna go home and, like, restart my day.
Yeah. Goodness. Well, yeah. What time is it? Oh my gosh, we've got 10 minutes left.
You got 10 minutes left. This is a... This show feels long.
Oh, we should
longer.
Do a PSA.
We should do a PSA. Do you want a Rivendell one or a Binder one?
Up to you.
Okay. I'm kind of intrigued by this one. Hold on, I'm gonna just leave our mics on. Just
okay.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Huh.
Okay.
Huh. I don't think I have prediabetes.
I don't think I do either. I'm likely headed in that direction at some point. But for the moment, I'm fine.
For the moment, I'm fine. I just kind of, like, rounded. I was like, I don't really know what they mean by, like, physically active. I think I am because I walk to campus every day, which feels like enough.
Yeah, we're also early 20s. I think it's, you have to, like,
right.
Be really unlucky. Well, I guess, like, if you're, like, super predisposed to prediabetes, like, yeah, it'll happen, but...
Right. Right,
generally,
so I got, like,
should be okay.
One finger for being boy mode, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think I'm good to go. But then
exciting.
If you get the five fingers, they just tell you to go to their website anyway, so do I have prediabetes.org.
Are you going to the website?
Yes, 1 in 3 American adults has prediabetes. Do you, what? One in three?
Mm-hmm.
More than 84% of people with prediabetes don't know they have it. Prediabetes can be reversed if it's caught early. In high school, I got convinced I had prediabetes once, and I was so stressed out.
I'm so sorry.
I don't even know. And then now I have health anxiety, and I'm aware of that. That one was, like, a relatively isolated incident, though.
Yeah.
Where I, like, got my blood glucose test, and I was like, okay, I'm good. But it was a really stressful week because I just fully convinced myself that I had it.
Oh. That's no fun.
Yeah. I know. Difficult. Okay, yeah. Their thing I was saying, like, their thing that says get active says get at least 2.5 hours of physical activity every week. Taking 30-minute walks 5 days per week is a good goal. So, like, easy peasy.
Yeah.
We blow through that.
Yeah, we're vibing.
We're vibing. 1 in 3 adults. I guess if you get five fingers on the PSA, you go. It says take the risk test. So this is, like, pretty much the next... No... This is, like, the same test as we did on the radio.
No.
I do not have high blood pressure, I don't think. Oh, it asks your race. In this one. Are you physically active? Sure. Men are more likely to have undiagnosed prediabetes. One reason maybe they're less likely to visit their doctors regularly. Just undiagnosed? That's so interesting. So it's not even just, like, higher rates of... Oh, and now it's having me calculate my BMI.
Oh. Toxic.
I know.
Don't
I got 1 point out of 10. You are at low risk.
Okay, I think you're okay.
It just feels like... I don't know. It just feels like BMI is not that effective. My sixth grade English teacher one day came in and she's like, yeah, my doctor said I have prediabetes.
Cool.
I know. But she was thin. I don't think... Anecdotally, the only person I've known to have prediabetes, it didn't seem to have anything to do with BMI. She's also pretty active. She's a teacher. She's on her feet all day.
Wow.
Feels like doihaveprediabetes.org is like, you know.
Fantastic.
I feel like they just gave me false confidence, but I appreciate it. Because I also don't think I have prediabetes. I agree with them on that one.
Yeah. Well.
Would you know, like, are there symptoms to prediabetes?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember. I know there's symptoms for diabetes. My grandma, the dead one, had prediabetes. It was, like, approaching being diabetic for a while.
Okay. Okay, because they make it sound like it's just, like, a baby version of diabetes. So, like, in theory, there would be, like, baby versions of, like, diabetes symptoms, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know if it's, like a threshold thing. Like, once you get the threshold, then you get symptoms. Or it's, like, it gradually comes on.
I see. Wow, we've lost... So we got up to 20 listeners, and now we're down to 15. So people do not like hearing what I have to say about prediabetes. But, you know what? Show is coming to a close anyways.
It is.
It's our last show. This is the end of AFM.
Wow.
Sad.
I don't know.
Any parting thoughts?
Any parting thoughts? It's the end of an era. We should figure out how to continue this.
Can you repeat that?
It's the end of an era, and we should figure out how to continue this.
Exactly. Could not have said it better myself. I will...
How about you?
If I'm not back here, I will miss this silly little radio station a lot. It's been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I have very fond memories of doing radio here.
Yeah.
And keep it free form, as they say.
Yeah. Should we go out with a presidential address or just
I say we just say it.
Yeah.
This is Tyler.
And
you're listening to They FM on
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Reform Radio.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't memorized.
You haven't memorized, except you said 91.5 instead of 91.5 FM. So what if they think they're listening to 91.5 AM? Which is something that's not possible.
Yeah. AM is whole numbers.
AM
and
is
the hundreds.
Exactly. So, kidding. Little radio joke. Anyways.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The AFM for life.
Indeed. She got little matching tattoos.
Aww. Fiance.
Fiance.
Falling in love in the rain. It would be cute. It'd be cute.
Mm-hmm.
That could be our wedding ring.
How long?
I know. It's forever. Anyways. Indeed. Have a great week.
You as well.
And to all our listeners, have a great life.
Haha.
Ha ha ha. I love saying that to people. I've been saying that to people a lot lately. Because it's just, like, so much. It's just, like, way too much.
It is.
I love it. Anyways. Have a great week. Enjoy the great weather. Catch you later.
Yeah.